so they can control the message.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let the government take the heat for this. Make sure it's not Irene Zepeda or somebody else on the board of trustees. I just think what happened to that mom was reprehensible. Somebody should lose their job for that.
But here's my opinion about the Disinformation Governance Board. I hope they bring it back. You want to know why?
Why?
Because when Trump wins, then he'll have control over it.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Pete, thanks, man. No, Pete makes sense. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You can. In fact, I've got a couple of lines open right now. I've just cleared out a couple of lines at 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. This was reprehensible. And by the way, Guy Nora put out a release late yesterday. And he said, our schools are failing. They must get back to the basics. Focus on reading, writing, math, science, and civics, and set up our children for the future. What we heard from this concerned mom is anything but. When I'm governor, parents can be assured that I will have their back. Good for him. Good for him. I think it's horrible what happened. Oh, by the way, did you hear Geraldo Rivera last night on Fox News Channel? He was lamenting the negative advertising going on in a Pennsylvania race among Republicans, that it was Republicans on Republicans, but that this stuff that the negative advertising that's been going on in that Pennsylvania senator's race with Mehmet Oz. And by the way, Mehmet Oz is leading. The last time I saw, it was like 31.3 to 33.1. But let's go to cut three real quick. This is Geraldo Rivera last night on Fox News Channel.
I like Dave McCormick also until those ads. I mean, he's a winner of awarded the Bronze Star. He's the real deal, a hedge fund, a
incredible
multimillionaire
story.
And all
I agree.
That, he spent so much money destroying our pal, or attempting to. I think that he did succeed in reducing Dr. Oz's vote. I also think that his campaign, for all his nobility, McCormick's, they really got this anti-Muslim thing going on that I really found very distasteful. Going after Dr. Oz's Muslim background. He's born in Cleveland, but his family from Turkey. He served in the Turkish military. But he's a wonderful, wonderful person, and he did not deserve the slander, the beating that McCormick really unleashed. And I think it was very, there's no fairness in politics. I'm not a kid. I'm not naive about it. But I think that there's, it's hard to live with yourself. It seems to me, if you go down that route, that slimy route, what do you do then? You say, if you win, you say, I'm sorry, Dr. Oz, you got mud on your hands, dude.
Yeah, yeah. See, that's the problem. And we've had some of that here in Nevada. Republicans savaging other Republicans. I don't know that does any of us good, because what are the Democrats going to do in November? They're going to take those same ads. It's the same way they used to treat Danny Tarkanian, where there'd be some, Mike Roberson or people like that would end up running ads against Danny Tarkanian, and then they'd be repeated by the Democrats. Just change the tagline at the bottom of the ad. That to me is the problem when you have contested primaries and it gets nasty. And I'm not saying you should not point out differences among the candidates. I think that's well and good. But some of the stuff gets really, really nasty. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 1:30, as we check out our traffic conditions on area freeways right now, looks like you're a little congested there as you try to work your way through the resort area of Interstate 15. You're still averaging about 50 to 55 miles per hour through there, mainly between Charleston and Hacienda. We're also getting some heavy volumes on the Southern Beltway right now, too. 215 eastbound at Green Valley. Those lane restrictions, as you well know, are going to be continuing on Interstate 515 all the way through 2022, through December. That's both directions between Main Street and Eastern Avenue. And there's also some bridge work going on in that area as well.
AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust. The Western Conference semifinals underway tonight. The Warriors hosting the Mavericks in Game 1. Dallas eliminating the Suns in 7 games to get this far. The Warriors took out the Grizzlies in 6. On Tuesday, the Heat won Game 1 of the East Finals, 118-107, Game 2 Thursday. Cornerback Stanford Samuels III has signed with the Raiders after 2 seasons with the Packers. Samuels was an undrafted free agent out of Florida State in the 2020 draft. Vegas also signed tight end Travis Kuntz and tackle Tyrone Wheatley Jr. this week. The PGA Championship underway Thursday at Southern Hills in Tulsa. Tiger Woods, Rory McIlroy, and Jordan Spieth all paired together for the first 2 rounds. Scottie Scheffler, the Masters champion, the odds-on favorite to win the tournament. Download the Score app today. The Score app is free and one of the most popular sports apps in North America. I'm Trey Westerberg with the Sports Flash, powered by the Score app, on the new 670 AM Talk You Can Trust.
Stop wasting your time struggling to loosen rusted nuts and bolts. Start using Freol Deep Penetrating Oil. Freol spreads deep into rusted or frozen parts to help release tough bolts and washers. Its formula delivers 3 times more lubricant. That means less sprays, less torque, and less time than any other penetrating oil on the market. It's even silicone-free. Professionals have trusted Freol Deep Penetrating Oil for over 40 years. Now it's your turn. Get Freol today at AutoZone, O'Reilly, and Napa. Look for the silver can.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were looking at your phone while driving, let me say it again.
Seriously, put down your phone. That is so unsafe. If you didn't do stuff like use your phone while driving, you could save money with Progressive Snapshot. But saving or not, just put it down.
And if you did hear it the first time because you weren't looking at your phone, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Career politician Adam Latsalt likes to talk about how he's fighting election fraud. He says non-citizen voting's been a problem since 2008. Okay, but you know who was attorney general for 4 of those years? Adam Latsalt. For 4 years, he passed up the chance to fight for reform. He was even told that the DMV was registering illegal voters, but he looked the other way and did nothing. Then in 2020, Donald Trump asked Adam Laxalt to file challenges to non-citizen voting, but Adam Laxalt failed again. He admits he filed the lawsuits too late, weeks after the official deadline to challenge illegal votes. As the former attorney general, shouldn't Adam Laxalt have known better? But instead of taking responsibility, he blames the Trump campaign. But who was the chair of the Trump campaign? Adam Laxalt, typical career politician. No accountability, no results. It's time for fighters. Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we've been talking about the school board. We've been talking about the viral video that's been on most of the social media platforms over the last 24 hours. And it is involving a reading assignment which describes a young woman coming to terms with her sexualization in explicit, graphic, and profane terms. As the parent is reading to the school board what is assigned to her child, her microphone was cut off by the administration. And it just points up again where some of these members are just going to have to go. These incumbents that are running for re-election are going to have to go. Coach Jake Calhoun joining us. He's a candidate for Clark County School Board, District F, as in Frank, and he joins us. Coach Jay, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I am doing great. Tell me why you are running. What is it that got you involved?
We're clearly in a leadership crisis at CCSD. The video that you were talking about earlier shows how the board does not care about the parents' actual voice. And how dare they cut off a parent's microphone while she's trying to talk about this assignment that her child, actually had to do in front of people, how embarrassing it was. None of the parents were actually involved with knowing this assignment. So how are the parents getting a voice when their mics are being cut off and no one's listening to them? I'm a parent of three children in Clark County School District. And at the end of the day, these are our kids. And that's why I support the actual parent bill of rights, so that we can have our voice back for our kids. And Danielle said nothing when they cut off her mic. She just sat there like it was the normal thing to do. And I'm telling you, when I'm elected, I would defend freedom of speech. She said nothing that was a threat. She was respectful. She was just saying a concern. And it's a parent's job to criticize any type of material, any type of policy or procedure that their kid is involved with. So we see that Danielle, she's been in the news. She's been pushing to get rid of Dr. Jarrett, but she didn't talk about how secretly she's supporting former Democrat County Commissioner Chris Giuliani. So obviously she has an agenda. We see that the public safety issue has been happening, where there is so many schools, not enough police actually on campus to protect the teachers, the children. So we need to get more, at least two CCSD police officers on campus to protect, get more campus monitors on there so that there is more security for the kids. So if something happened, there could be a response that is quickly. And we need to raise the teachers' pay to at least $100,000 to attract the very best teachers in America, because they're doing the total opposite. We have 15 open vacancies in CCSD for teachers. That means that some schools will not open. That's a problem. They're talking about sex ed. They're talking about all these radical ideas, but they're not talking about the issue. That is security. That is giving a good quality education to our children. That what the taxpayers are paying for. And to make sure that our kids are equipped with the things to be able to succeed in their adult life.
Again, Jay Calhoun joining us. He is a candidate for Clark County School Board District F. A lot of people don't know about you. You want to take a couple of minutes and give us a little bit of your bio, your background?
Awesome. So I've been in Vegas for 7 years. I've coached at Desert Oasis for a few years, and then I've coached at Rancho High School. I've actually been in the district as a CCSD employee, as a bus driver, as a computer technician as well. So I've seen the ins and outs. I have, if you see other candidates, a lot of them are talking about other children. I actually have a play in the game, because my three children are in CCSD. One is going to Desert Oasis, two are at Reese Elementary. So every policy, everything that is put at the board meeting affects my children. So as a parent, I'm not coming as a person that just want to push policy so I can look, but I am a parent that's concerned for the safety of my kids and to be able to make a voice for my kids, which is important to me, because my kids, I would do whatever for them to succeed in life.
On day one, on week one, on month one of the Jay Calhoun era on the Board of Trustees, what would be where you start? I mean, how do we fix, 50? I mean, that's hard to fix in the first week, in the first month. But what is it you would do? What would your priorities be?
Well, the first priority is getting our schools back on track, so that the teachers can feel safe, the support staff can feel safe, the students can feel safe, so parents can start trusting CCSD again and have a relief that the kids are actually safe at school. Second is getting the supplies, looking over the budget, seeing why resources, why teachers have to pay out of pocket, why parents have to pay out of pocket for resources and books. And I knew a teacher that used to go to other schools and pick up the old edition of books. But we have all these large amounts of actual budget, but they're not being put in the classroom. We have all these administrators that make over six figures, but the classroom and the teachers and the support staff that actually deal with the students are making pennies and don't have the resources or the tools to get what they need. So that would be the first thing, getting the resources and the supplies back into the classrooms so that our teachers could actually feel adequate to actually teach their classes. And then the third is getting rid of JARA. JARA hasn't did anything. I'm from the military. If someone is over, because the school board is over Dr. JARA, if someone's not performing well, then they have to go. And there's not been a performance eval. They fired them but brought them back. So all these things that have happened have been inadequate, because it's like I've been saying in every interview I've been saying this. Clark County has a ADHD issue where they bring up all these topics, but there's no follow through. Nothing ever gets completed. It's time for us to go back to square one and start fixing these things so that we can get our school district above being 50.
Jay, I've seen so much at Clark County School District, the fifth largest school district in the nation. And I must tell you, I've seen Zoom schools, Victory schools, all these different what I call whiz-bang programs. But yet the production doesn't increase. How long do we give the district? How long do we give the superintendent with some of these whiz-bang projects that they've instituted over the last 5-6 years?
Well, like I was saying earlier, if these policies and programs and all these things that they put forth, if they're just throwing them at the wall to see what sticks and not actually looking at the analytics of what works, then it's never going to work. It's just talk. And that's what we see with CCSD, a lot of talk, but no action, no follow through, no strict rules to make sure that CCSD is doing what they're supposed to do. So the main thing is starting to look at what's working, what's not working, and stick to it and see how it actually comes forth. Because you can't just say, I'm going to do something like dads in schools. They talked about it. Where is dads in schools? Who even approved it? They approved it, but they didn't ask the parents. So it's just like all these initiatives and programs and things that they're putting forth to change the school, but then they move to the next thing. Because the last time they talked about dads in schools, now they're just talking about sex ed every school board meeting instead of the safety. We just had a teacher be assaulted. That is a serious matter. We need to get back to having our schools in order and being safe, and then getting the money where it's supposed to go, and that's in the classroom, in the salaries to get teachers, good quality teachers from the nation that actually want to teach at CCSD.
Let me just ask you, it's an issue that we talk a lot about at the state level, but I'll ask you, are you for school choice? Should you be able to take the money that we spend on your children in the Clark County School District and you take it to private schools, tutoring, all kinds of other things? Do you support school choice?
I do support school choice because it's the parents' choice. If the school has failed, I'll give you a perfect example. My children were at a school in District F, and my child got jumped. My other child had a broken arm, and a teacher actually told my daughter to go to timeout. That's unacceptable. And as a parent, I should have the choice to say, you know what, enough is enough, and take my child wherever I want my child to go so that they can have a good quality education.
Jay, if folks want to help out your campaign, I know it costs money to run a campaign, whether it be for the Clark County Commission or for school board. How can folks reach out to you? How can they help you?
You can reach out and find me at votecoachcalhoun.com, or you could follow me at Coach Jay Calhoun on Twitter. And my donate link is in my website. You can see more of my bio to reach out to me. My email is j@votecoachcalhoun.com, and you can reach out to me there, and I'll reach back out to you.
Coach Jay, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it. Best of luck in the race.
Thank you.
Jay Calhoun, a candidate for Clark County School Board, District F as in Frank. Stay with us. Coming up top of the hour, Chuck Muth will join us. Also, Dr. Fred Simon will be joining us. He's a candidate for governor. He's a medical doctor. He's a small businessman. Good guy. And he will join us coming up at 2:30. So stick around. We got a whole bunch to do. We are sprinting to the finish line, folks, right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate. Not a politician, a successful entrepreneur. Not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 Westlake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit norafornv.com.
Gunners America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Regional Director with Gun Owners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gun Owners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states. But we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-948-6817. 800-948-6817. 800-948-6817. That's 800-948-6817.
Nevada's 3rd Congressional District doesn't need another weak politician in Congress. Nevada 3 needs a congressman that's a real fighter. A congressman with a resume of impressive experience that'll go to Washington and get things done. A congressman whose only motivation is his love of America. A congressman who will listen to his constituents and deliver results. This May, when your primary ballot arrives, look for the name John Kovacs. John will fight to lower the cost of living for Nevadans. John will fight for our Constitution and the rights of our people. John will fight to create affordable health care to help the small businesses and their employees. John will be tough on crime. He'll protect our families and secure our borders. He will fight to restore energy independence, lower inflation, and solve our growing water crisis before it's too late. John Kovacs will fight for election integrity and fight against the radicalization of our children's education. Fight against the globalist agenda that's controlling our country. John Kovacs is the congressional candidate Nevada needs. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
New
newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, just call New Hope Tax Defense. Here's the number, 702-483-0220. The number again, I'm going to read it slowly, 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. There is hope on the way. We'll be joined in just a couple of minutes by Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. And we'll be talking about, we'll see if he has an answer to the question, who won the Republican Senate race in Pennsylvania? Did Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, win? The answer is we don't know. Still, after all this time, we still don't know. There's got to be a better way of doing elections. I'll just say that. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following a story about the Supreme Court and how they are still being stalked by people who want to do them harm.
Yeah, we all remember the Summer of Love a couple of years ago in 2020, and that, of course, led to a lot of violence at these different areas, like in Seattle. And they're worried about what's might happen to the Supreme Court justices right now, Kevin, who are basically in hiding because they're forced to be in hiding. And the government right now, there are people in our government, law enforcement agencies, which are investigating social media sites which threaten to burn down the Supreme Court building and murder the justices and their clerks. And they're also talking about targeting places of worship and abortion clinics. This is a serious problem. And there was a memo distributed by the Department of Homeland Security intelligence arm, and they are basically pointing this out, that they are in danger. And this is America in 2022. And we saw what happened 2 years ago, Kevin, and I think this is what has a lot of these people on edge, is because you could take 100 people and you could have a dozen different topics, and none of them would be as it wouldn't be as polarizing, let's say, on the right or the left, other than abortion. Wouldn't you agree?
No, it is the hot button issue of our time. Either you agree or you disagree. The problem is, when you disagree, you don't have to be mean, vicious, and with a lack of civility.
Right. Well, what they're worried about here is on both sides. Traditionally, there have been abortion clinics which have been targeted by people on the far right. Well, now, if they take that away, now they're worried about people on the far left, and it's a real problem for DHS.
Indeed. Stick around. More to do as we continue. We'll be checking in with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. If you read Muth's Truths, it's always something interesting, and usually something that I didn't know. He has a knack for coming up with stuff that nobody else has in the media. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. Did you know that Nevada has ranked at or near the bottom in education for almost a decade? That's right. Even after the largest tax increase in Nevada history and record spending, we are right where we started in terms of education, near or at the bottom. Ever wonder where all that money actually goes? It's time our elected officials started being accountable to you and to our children. And my pledge to you is simple. If you send me to Carson City, I'll make the treasurer's office the most transparent one in the country, and you'll know exactly where your money's going. Accountability and transparency in government. You deserve it. I'll demand it. Once again, This is Manny Kess, candidate for Nevada State Treasurer. I wrote and, of course, approved this message for you. Contact me anytime by visiting MannyFORNevada.com.
This call was paid for by Manny for Nevada.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.